Some headlines.
Charlie McAvoy is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. He's got a sprain of his left MCL as Anton Khudobin gets ready to get between the pipes tonight for the Bruins as they take on the Red Wings.
It was a good game. It was good quality of shots. So, like I always saying, it's harder when you're sitting on the bench for a week and going there. You have to catch the game earlier, and sometimes you don't feel it. But whenever second or third period starts, then you start feeling the game. So when you're playing more, then you're in the rhythm.
Got that? 6:30 Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Blowout win for the Celtics last night, although the final score may not indicate, 105-89. The Green were up 37 points in the third quarter as they beat the Bulls in Chicago. Next up, a trip to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves on Thursday night. Le'Veon Bell expecting to be franchised for his second straight year if a deal doesn't get done by today's franchise tag deadline. And as we announced earlier, Ed Hockley and Jeff Triplett, NFL referees, will retire. Ed's son, Sean Hockley, and Alex Kemp are being promoted to referee jobs. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Solak and Bertrand.
While you work.
Pretty much guarantee a two-year deal for Brady.
You expect us to believe that?
Adam Jones wraps up the day.
And he scores.
I mean, you're talking about dominant run.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Solak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So O.J. Simpson got a reference and a mention on yesterday's show when we were talking about Kobe Bryant at the Oscars and the price that some people have paid for their actions and the not so much the criminal system, but the public opinion of certain individuals. And I would say you brought up O.J.'s name, and I'm like, what? You know, there are people that believe he didn't do it, but for the most part, you can't mention O.J. Simpson and the first thought not be about the murder of his wife.
I don't think Airplane. I don't think Buffalo Bills.
No, you think about
the
murder.
Heisman. You think about footprints on, and you could still remember the type of towel that she had on her walkway and the zigzagging pattern of the
Bruno. I think about him putting on the glove in the courtroom and Johnny Cochran.
The size of his head.
You know, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Yep.
That's what I think about.
Oh, Chris Darden, Marsha Clark. Jeez.
So he wrote a book in 2006. I can't believe that this was that long ago. This seems like this just happened a couple of years ago. But 12 years ago, OJ put together that book, the If I Did It book, which subsequently was pulled from the shelves and destroyed the original run of books. That original first edition book is now a collector's item. Later on in court, the rights to the book were later turned over to the Goldman family for their civil case. They had the rights to the book. They re-released the book a second time, trying to collect on the $33-plus million that they are owed by O.J. Simpson in their civil case.
And I believe changed the title, removing the word if.
They did.
So the name of the book was just I Did It by O.J. Simpson.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like it was something sort of different from that?
It's so creative just to take the one word out. No, you did it. Like blaming him.
They retitled the book. Oh, If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer.
Oh, sorry.
That's what it was. No, you're right. It was implying that he was the killer.
That's the way Goldman framed it. Yeah.
But the Goldmans renamed the book If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer.
They added the line Confessions of the Killer. That's right.
That's the difference between the two.
And I think on I'm looking at the cover art here. They put the if in very small font. So it looks like it just says, I did it.
So the first print copies of the book were all destroyed. And it was being published by a Murdoch-owned publisher. Rupert Murdoch personally announced that the book was not going to be sold. They also had a special, an interview, that they had sat down with OJ in 2006 to do an interview. They scrapped that. They did not air it. They did not put the interview on TV 12 years ago in 2006, but obviously that thing was taped and it was in the can. 12 years later, by the way, it was HarperCollins, which is owned by Fox. So they had this whole synergy thing going where they were going to publish the book, they were going to promote the book, they were going to do a TV interview and sit down with OJ. They got the public backlash. They scrapped the whole thing. Later on in court, Goldman's get the book. They put it out. They've decided, Fox Television, they will now air the interview 12 years later. And they're going to do it this week. This Sunday night is the date.
Yeah, March 11th.
This Sunday, they will air the interview.
At the selection show? They going up against the selection show? Are they crazy?
And they've put out a trailer, which we have not heard.
Oh, boy.
But we are still fascinated and interested in this guy, even though I think we've all formed our opinions on it. I tell you, last summer when he was up for the release from prison, I watched that thing and was stunned by how little remorse or how little he had been humbled. But
oh, we were at the cask that day. That was crazy audio.
I mean, just
crazy
nuts. Audio. I wasn't here. I wasn't working that week. I just couldn't believe it. A lot of people couldn't believe it. But here's the audio of the interview from 12 years ago. This is the preview that they're putting out today.
In 2006, O.J. Simpson gave a no-holds-barred interview, including his gripping account of what might have happened that fateful night. For over a decade, the tapes of that infamous interview were lost. Until now.
It's not easy to discuss. This is hypothetical. I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion. Wear the bloody clothes, so somebody had to get rid of the bloody clothes. We've all seen the grisly pictures after. So, yeah, I think everything is covered, would have been covered in blood. You know, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Does he confess? You be the judge. O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession, Sunday on Fox.
It's going to be a lot like the guy who was eaten alive by the snake.
Or Phelps racing that great white shark. If this doesn't live
open
up
in Al Capone's vault.
Yep. Or poor Geraldo there. Nothing's there.
Were those all Fox specials? All of them?
I think so. Geraldo? I think Geraldo may have been.
The eaten alive by a snake was probably Animal Planet.
Could have been more upset about the Phelps one, though.
Somebody just tweeted us that they're airing this against the American Idol premiere, which used to be on Fox.
Does anybody really watch that anymore?
I guess we'll find out.
My wife.
Like, Simon Cowell's not even on it anymore,
is he? Just can't get enough. The Voice, American Idol.
Really?
Can't avoid it, man.
It's like there's so many of them now.
Can't avoid
it's
it.
Like wow.
And then they put Kelly Clarkson on, The Voice. Just sucks him right
Since
back in.
If you
had, like, strayed yep. from The Voice a little bit, which I think she had started to do, which was great.
Her and Rupert.
Which was great. And then oh, my God, Kelly Clarkson's on. I'm back in.
Who was the old like, dude that won it? Like, with the gray hair that was spiked. And that's kind of like when I tuned out.
Taylor Hicks?
Taylor Hicks, you freak, Jim.
I think that's the last one I watched.
Yeah, because that's like, you know what? I've had enough. But, like, after Kelly Clarkson and
Carrie Underwood,
my God, those were the good days. And he had William Hung. Oh my God!
American Idol, I think, has produced far more than The Voice or the other shows have done.
There was some
like Daughtry is American Idol. Adam Lambert, American Idol.
Which one did Pentatonix come out of? They came out of one of those.
Shut
too.
Up!
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like they're so bad. You only talk about them at Christmas.
Jordan Sparks, American Idol.
Didn't see that one. See, I watched part of the Adam Lambert ones. That's sort of when I started to tune out. Because they started to substitute when it was Paula Abdul, Randy Jackson, and Simon. I thought those were the three best man judges. Because they are tough. And some of the contestants were so freaking bad during those stretches.
Well, and to me, that's when I really lost interest in it. As though we thought it was all in the up and up before. When you found out that there were like tens of thousands of people showing up for these auditions. And that the judges weren't at the initial auditions. The people were picking some good, some horrible, in order to send on to the point where then they really audition.
Right.
So, if it, you know, you'd like to think you're, you know, getting the best of the best, and that every once in a while somebody just, you know, shows up who can't sing. No, it was all handpicked that way. They was handpicked.
You gonna watch OJ?
Yes.
Yep.
You think they really lost the tapes?
No, what a bunch of lies that is.
Wow, hey, look what we found.
2006, O.J. Simpson gave a no-holds-barred interview, including his gripping account of what might have happened that fateful night. For over a decade, the tapes of that infamous interview were lost.
No, I'm pretty sure they knew where the tapes were. They just chose.
If they did.
For the last, at least they put more truth in trailers.
How do you
even call it? Put the truth back in the trailers. For the last decade, we were afraid of public backlash, and so we kept the tape under lock and key. But now,
until now,
the world has gone. The world has gone to such bleep,
voice guy,
that we think
watch the
there
trailer.
Won't be as much backlash, and therefore we will air it and try and make lots of money on it this Sunday.
We put
only
up Sunday
on Fox.
Programming.
Until now,
how do you even sit in front of a microphone? And a recorder, and even say the word, well, hypothetically speaking, maybe I grab the knife.
Now that society has lost any sense of decency,
this is crazy,
we will air the interview.
It's just, I can't wait.
People don't feel that bad about it anymore.
Who's the documentary on OJ that was just running this past year? OJ in America, right? Made in America?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't get enough of that. Watch everyone. Because
that was real. This is just nonsense.
No, but I mean, it was good. It was a really good documentary.
It was.
That was
because
the cultural impact of it and all that, too. It wasn't just this interview.
617-779-0985, the phone number. Throw that into the mix as well.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ricky's in Plymouth. We go to Ricky. You're on Zolak and Bertrand. What do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing? I was just wondering. I was listening a bit ago. You asked about how Ray Bourque got that silly parade when he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
And if Tom Brady ever left, would he get a parade? What do you think?
What do you think first?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Are you Bert calling from Everett?
Is this Bert?
No, this is Ricky from Plymouth.
Oh, okay. Ricky in Plymouth. Okay. But
is that a cat or a kid?
That's my daughter. She's a pain in the butt right now. She's tired.
It's okay. We have kids. All of us have kids.
So you don't think he'd get a parade, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah, I don't think he would either.
Good. And another quick thing.
Sure.
I heard you guys talking about the OJ thing, which was kind of funny. You guys hear that new Dave Chappelle stand-up comedy bit he does? He was out to dinner with some lady.
Yes.
Like his publicist, and the lady goes, O.J. Simpson walks in, and the lady, like, sucked her teeth, and Dave Chappelle's telling it, obviously, in a funnier way. And she goes, David, how are you friends with that man? He's a murderer. And he goes, man, with all due respect, he rushed for 11,000 yards. It was a funny punchline, but
you got a point there,
everyone knows the truth there. So, and Zoe, I just want to give you a quick reminder, brother. The wedding's still in September if you can make it.
Oh, you the man?
Yes, sir.
Waiting for the schedule, pal. Waiting for the schedule to come out.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just hope we're not on the road, all right? Coors Lights. I want a couple drink tickets. He's calling.
Yeah. A lot of stuff there.
Yep. Kid all whiny in the background.
Did you get that license yet, Zo?
Preacher for a day.com?
What do I need a license for? To bring the Bible. Put your right hand on the Bible.
Is that a thing? That's got to be a thing.
Right.
Preacher for a day.com.
Sure it is. You can do that.
No, not a thing. Someone should buy it.
Not a thing.
Someone should buy that website right now. Preacher for a day. Get your one-day license.
Are you going to drive me down that day?
No. He's not driving you.
For a fee, the offer stands, 20%.
20%. I don't even get anything for that.
Not getting anything.
That's a tough one right there.
Okay. Well.
No, they would not throw a parade for Brady. Brady has won something here.
Fun parades.
No, he's going to get a statue.
Yeah, that's
a different
sort of,
level in a parade.
Hasn't statues? Hasn't that thing become sort of cliche too?
Not a Patriot place.
To put it in basketball.
Him and Bill.
Him and Bill. Two statues.
Yeah.
Good outside, show. Right there on the plaza, outside the Hall of Fame.
Jim would stop by and leave flowers at it every day.
Yeah, of course he would.
RKK, too?
Go kiss the feet.
Ooh, the big
all three. All three. Big three.
The triangle.
All going to have statues.
Oh, man. Yep. Right there in the plaza, right outside the hall. Yeah, I can see that happening. Absolutely.
You
going to
commission the art on that?
No. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. The little painting.
Oh, statue. You got to find someone who's going to sculpt her. Know anybody?
Statue maker?
Yeah, you know.
No.
Like, who does that? Who are the people that do that? I've always wondered. Talk about an art form that you really don't get enough credit for.
Statue maker.
We mentioned Michelangelo earlier.
That was a mold. Pour some hot lava. Hot molten stuff in the mold. It comes out and it's all hard.
Well, I mean, he did have the Statue of David. I don't think that was a mold.
What is that movie? The Wedding Planner? And Matthew McConaughey, they're out in the... Jennifer Lopez, they're out in the statue of the yard, the gardens, and that thing breaks off, and it's like super glued to his hand. Hey, sir, you can't touch the statues. Oh, boy. Jim's right, though. There'll be three statues. Man, get Bobby Orr.
He's got one.
Hmm.
Did they put his back up yet? They took it. I think they moved it, didn't they?
A lot of construction, right?
Yeah.
Bill Russell has one, right? Or were they bitching about him not having one? Like, I thought that was a big thing. I thought Russell had one, like commissioned.
No, he's got one.
He does.
He does have one.
So you got Orrin Russell. Yeah.
No, he's got one. Kay. Isn't it over by Faneuil Hall or City Hall or something?
Red's over there in Faneuil Hall.
Well, Red's on the bench.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Bill Russell has one too. Someone will call us in, I'm going to say 30 seconds and tell us exactly where that is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to ask for right now. If you just tell me where that is, that'd be great. Thanks. Appreciate it. Hardy walked out on us. He's so embarrassed. He doesn't want to be here. Doesn't want to be here anymore. Fine. Fine. We don't need you.
You can make a puppet.
Get out. 617. What?
Who are you getting ready for? Who's out tomorrow? Rich or Fred? Which one you...
He's starting to print notes out for the morning. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I tell you this, though. It's me and Beetle doing the morning show tomorrow. You're going to be flying solo in the midday.
Yeah, you have to deal with the midday.
Okay.
Cool. Don't give me Sarge.
Can we get to the David Price audio that we have unearthed?
Yeah. So I got David
you
Price.
You got all hot and bothered earlier about David Price. And
laid back. I like the way spring training.
What did he say? What was so bad about it?
Here.
Yeah. It's different than many other spring trainings. The way my arm feels and just the rest of my body. You know, having this laid-back spring training, I think everybody's benefited from it and just taking it nice and slow and getting ready the right way.
Still like the way Sal says it. Just laid back and nonchalant.
I think you're losing this battle.
Well, whatever. We'll see.
This is a losing battle you're fighting today on David Price.
A little shot at Farrell there. I like that.
Yeah. Play it again. Really?
Getting ready the right way.
Getting ready the right way. Sure. It's always that little zing in there.
Let's hear it again.
It's different than many other spring trainings. The way my arm feels and just the rest of my body. You know, having this laid-back spring training, I think everybody's benefited from it and just taking it nice and slow and getting ready the right way.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Bogart's comments. Think of all the comments adding up. And
what have we said about John Farrell the last two spring trainings? Urgency, right? He's fighting for his job.
Yeah.
So there's more urgency for him to work and grind these guys.
Right, because if they got off to bad starts, he could get fired.
The way it's presented by both, by Sell and Price, sounds like Price doesn't like to have his balls bust and he wants to work his way. To where Sell gives you a better understanding of, I need to pace it better because I was so ready to go at it last year. And you don't get that feeling from Price like he was ready to go at it. Like Sell said it, I was ready day one of my first... spring training start. That was like the start of the season for me. That's just, I don't know. It's a different feeling to it. Can't explain it. Yeah, I could explain it.
I think David Price. That these two guys are saying the exact same thing.
Right, but it's amazing that both can say the same thing and you could take it so oppositely. I don't know.
I think
sounds better
right.
Coming from Sal.
I think they're right. I think Jim makes a good point, too. The last 2 years, what have we said? Farrell could be out of a job by Memorial Day if they don't have a good start.
It's just, it's like the Eckersley thing. Like, you know, I tried to meet with him. You know, I could have handled it better, but he didn't want to meet. You know, I'll meet with him. It's just like.
No, it's nothing like that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm with you. It's okay. Nothing like that.
Maybe I'm nuts.
You are nuts.
Yeah, I'm nuts.
We didn't need this to know that.
We'll see, scoreboard. We'll see.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I got no issue with that.
Okay.
But don't come in with the attitude that because they are managing their spring better, that somehow they're going to suck.
I mean, there seems to be an overwhelming view of how they're running things over there.
This is how we should have it done, this is what us as players
think.
There's
nobody looking over their shoulder like, what are we doing?
Do you know what I think they're doing? You know what I think they're doing? They're taking the long view with this team.
Yeah.
They're taking the long view. It's a long season. This is something.
Does it feel like they have a manager?
This is something that Frank Kona was really good at doing.
Yes.
It was something that he talked about a lot. So it's a long season. You got to manage for the whole season. You can't manage. You can't get caught up in that day-to-day grind. And Farrell, in trying to save his job, was certainly caught up in that grind.
Frank Kona would always mention in Epstein, the back of the baseball card at the end of the season is going to look like what it's going to look like.
Right. Manage for 162 plus playoffs. Don't manage for April. Don't manage for May. If you're Sale and your Price, you're not pitching for April and May. You're pitching for September and October. And I'll tell you what, based on the way the last two seasons have gone, something needed to change. And now they've got something changing. That's good. Hardy has our headlines. Ready for those?
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins announced today that Charlie McAvoy is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks after he got injured in the first period of the game against Montreal last weekend at the TD Garden. He's got a left MCL sprain. So 4 weeks out from the next evaluation for Charlie McAvoy. The Bruins take on the Red Wings tonight. So no McAvoy, no Patrice Bergeron, no Tuukka Rask. Anton Hudobin gets the start in that. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers on the call. Puck drops just after 7 o'clock on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 the Sports Hub. Bruins Radio Network. There was no Kyrie Irving in the Celtics game last night. He had a sore knee, so he sat out, and the Celtics didn't really need him. 105-89 as they got the win in Chicago over the Bulls. Next up, they'll visit the Timberwolves Thursday night. Bullpen car coming back. Arizona Diamondbacks announcing they're going to use the golf cart to get pitchers in from the bullpen for the first time in Major League Baseball in 20 years. And Ed Hockley, NFL referee, is retiring along with Jeff Triplett. They're going to be replaced by Ed's son, Sean Hockley, and Alex Kemp, who's also being promoted. Headlines brought to you by WestJet Airlines. Now with low fare, daily flights from Boston to Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax. Book now at WestJet.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beadle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Of course, one of our listeners went and bought preacherforaday.com. of course they did. Patrick, nice job. He just bought preacherforaday.com.
Expensive.
No one owned it.
Really expensive.
He spent $1.17. He now owns it for at least the next year.
Have to log on to that in September.
It's the number 4, though, right?
Yeah. Yep. Same again. I'd like to.
What do you like to do?
Send this one out. Dedicate it to what? Nick Cattles.
What'd he forget?
We spoke about Michael McDonald last week because his brother is a huge fan. And now I can't hear Michael McDonald and not think about Nick Cattles.
That's
and his
awful.
Brother. I can't.
about Hardy? What do you think about Nick Cattles?
Jim was here for that, right? Yeah, Jim, you were obviously here. You were the one that told us.
Jim has even less comment on it than I do.
Yeah, Jim was not here earlier in the week, so you didn't hear any of the show while you were off, did you, Jim? I'm guessing that's a no.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Which, hey, good for you.
Good for you.
I would just say that Zoe came back.
Pissed off.
And was just trying to get me to, he was trying to suck us all in.
I don't know if it was just me. I don't know if.
That's what I'm calling it, by the way, now, the cattle's battle.
I think you had that grin and little puck.
So I had no desire to talk about it until Zoe came back.
Hardy, wasn't he just completely 100% resisting the commentary regarding it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure you were.
Was I not?
You were going right into it. I think you want to.
Oh, I don't think so, buddy. Go back and roll those tapes. I said very little. I said very little.
You didn't stop it.
I did not stop it. No, that is correct. I did not stop it. Zolak is the first name on this show. You know?
That's right.
His show, too.
Yep.
Man wants to speak about something, he can speak about whatever it is he wants to talk about.
We got anything? We air it out right here. Right in the studio. We don't have to go out there in that hallway and yell at each other. Everybody can hear. This show's business is our business. You know, why air your dirty laundry out in front of everybody? Unless you're the alpha male, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. Some people are just confrontational. But it didn't take much to get Hardy going either.
He's got a short fuse. He's short fuse.
Me?
Yeah, we can push you. Get you going. I get you going in 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
I'll do something. Or hit him in the head with a basketball or something. Hey, he goes nuts. Or touch his ears. It's like Warren. Man, just don't touch ears. I told you, Ted. You know? Oh, man.
I'm not talking about it. And Jim's not going to talk about it
Oh,
either.
He's definitely Jim, not going to talk about
there's
it.
There's two things Jim he's doesn't talk about. His private life and his friend.
His love life.
It's romantic.
Which
life.
Zoe will talk about at length.
We've asked Zoe not to.
And we've actually told him to tone it down. Jim cracked a smile. All right. He's in.
He's
back. He's back.
I got a nut. She texted me. No, I'm going to text her.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're
Jim,
not.
Jim, what did you win? You were a volleyball champ?
Yeah, so Jim came back today.
Well, he was injured.
Back, and he suffered an injury out of doing God knows what while he was off.
Or we can't talk. Well, we can't talk about that.
I can talk about what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
So Jim has a contusion.
He's competitive.
Above his right eye. He couldn't wait to show. First thing I walked into the office this morning. He's like, Hardy, look at this.
First of all,
that's because the background of your computer was my eyes from my last vacation that I went on.
That's right. Jim had severely bloodshot eyes from a bachelor party he went to.
From vomiting.
Reno, right?
In Reno.
From vomiting. Yes.
Where he went into a jiggly room lavatory and puked so hard that his eyes were blood. Every part of white that was in his eyes was blood red. For days on end afterward from puking
it out. I thought it was from the jiggly room, you know, particles in the eye type of thing.
No.
I thought it was from his eyes popping out when he went
into
the
jiggly
room.
Puked so hard they did that. So, but this was sports related. This is a sports injury.
Yeah, beach volleyball.
Oh, my God.
So what happened?
We had a little tournament and playing. It's like 3-on-3. So I was standing next to the guy in the front row. We went to go block a shot at the net and... He just came down with his elbow on my sunglasses, and
so this guy was a hardo.
Broke, ripped my eye open, and
3-on-3.
No, it was 3 in the front, 3 in the back, 6-on-6.
Oh, 6-on-6.
Oh, okay,
yeah, you don't want a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah,
and you smashed your glasses.
His elbow came down on my sunglasses, and the sunglasses broke.
The nice ones that T-Bone gave you.
Yes, yes.
He broke your glasses. What's the name of the island?
Shoes.
Couples retreat. Where it looked like the fun people were going.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it's a party.
They were at Eden East.
You're Eden East. Nice.
Did the guy apologize for elbowing you in the eye and breaking your glasses?
That Tom got you?
No, he didn't care.
He didn't say anything?
Wait, he never even said anything?
Oh, no, I don't think he could speak English, first of all.
Dick.
There's a whole bunch of people on this trip, yeah.
Jeez.
It wasn't one of my friends. It was like I was on a random team with two of my friends.
So, regardless of his ability to communicate to you in the same language, there was no expression of...
No, that was like the winning point. We blocked the shot. We won the tournament, and I walked off to the side to wipe my blood off my face. Yeah.
This is like a big dudes trip, though. Didn't you have enough dudes to fill out one team on your own?
Probably, but we didn't all show up at the same time.
Yeah, because he had,
somebody didn't show up at all.
He had other friends hanging out in alleys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was, yeah.
That guy had been all over the place.
I'm party animal.
Stuck giving a back.
Donde esta farmacia?
Traveling
Farmacia, por favor.
Oh, wait, he hasn't left yet?
No, half the people stayed and half the people like went home. I didn't want to, you know, do that many days.
God. One of the individuals was looking for a street pharmacy while he was there, and apparently he found it.
Well,
which, God bless. And he's still there, which is incredible.
Marty's still
might have been there for a long time.
You left there 24 hours ago.
Whew.
And now you left him without adult supervision for the last day?
He said 24 hours ago, he was sucking down a mimosa on the beach. Now he's here.
He's like, what a kick in the nuts. It's a two-hour commute right now.
Donde esta Yayo?
Oh, that looks trustworthy.
Oh. How much? A million pesos? Is that good?
Give me like 100.
El Gramo.
Eight Balio. Ocho. No. Ocho Balio.
You shoot the pool.
Ocho Spiro, por favor. Spiro Ocho.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
It was getting to be a little spring breakish as we started to leave.
You think?
No, I mean, literally, like, the spring breakers were coming in, like, Sunday as
this,
we were leaving.
This is 40.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Wow. Today's takeaways are coming up right after
this. No mas.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life with Awaken180weightloss.com. Had Brad Stevens on today, and talking to the coach at the beginning of the interview. He said he was chatting with another coach in Chicago, and that's why he was rather late. Late to the dance getting to our interview. So I'm thinking,
I was actually sitting down with a coach in another sport. Talking shop. Sorry, I'm late.
Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, I was actually just sitting down with a person that works here in Chicago with another pro team. We were just talking about all the different challenges and fun parts about, you know, being in sports.
Sports. So you start thinking about professional sports in Chicago. Who can that other coach be?
Sports.
I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a guy that just got hired to coach a pro team that has trouble remembering all the names of the people he'd like to thank after getting his new gig.
You think it's Nagy?
It could be Matt Nagy.
My grandmother, who's one of the strongest women that I know, along with my mother, Gail, and her husband, Jim Stouch.
Stouch!
Remember Jimmy Stouch?
Stoucher.
Who are some of the other names for that? Helen? Helen and Bill.
Barry Wisdom, Brad Childress, Ted Phillips, Ryan Pace, late Tubby Raymond, Ted Kemsky, the recruiting coordinator, Greg Perry, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Clark Hunt, Coach Reed, Fred and Sandy, Freddie and Danny, my mother, Gail, and her husband, Jim Stouch.
Freddie and Danny.
Freaking Jim Stouch. Double Jimmy mention Stouch. For Stoucher.
Who's Fred and Danny?
Fred and Danny and Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman.
That's who it is.
Helen, Barry, Tommy, Susie.
Two guys just want to sit around.
Fred and Danny, they're Gerald and Eileen's friends.
Yeah.
They used to live next door to them in their summer home. You met them.
Wedding crashes.
You met them at the 4th of July.
Wedding crashes.
So it was either him or it could have been Velicho Panovich, head coach of the Chicago Fire. You never know.
I wouldn't think so.
You sports junkie, Brad Stevens, could have been talking to anybody.
Hey, Hardy, you doing any Revs work still?
Yeah.
Start up
again here very soon.
Revving it up on the pitch.
I believe McCarthy will be filling in on the broadcast season premiere.
That's exciting.
The New England Revolution down there with Shelry Joseph, hopefully. Fingers crossed. You know, still crossing the T's, dotting the I's on the broadcast contracts. But, yeah, we're good to go.
They didn't score a goal the other night.
Yeah, but that's fine.
That's bad.
For football.
They didn't score a goal.
For real some football, of those games end up 1-0 or 1-0.
2-0. Yeah, 1-0. Sometimes you play to a scoreless draw.
Falcon Mavs are trying to give it a go with the entire game of soccer, but the Americans let them down in the World Cup. And he's not interested in soccer anymore. Done.
Well, you know what's going to be interesting to find out what new sport out of the majors. There were four major sports discussed on most of these programs. Yeah. Felger and Maz made a concerted effort to bring soccer into the conversation.
I
now
like
that soccer is out, boxing's in.
There's
I
some
like
new
that.
American badass.
Right. Right. I heard some of that yesterday.
Well, each show should bring in a different sport that they talk about regularly.
Oh, man. Just do lacrosse.
Lacrosse?
Could do lacrosse. Mm. Golf. Everybody talks about golf.
Didn't the soccer ratings go the way of the UFC ratings when we talked about each of them?
Our show ratings are
Yeah.
Oh, they were on the soccer topic?
They were
okay. Not great. Not
see,
the best.
They got the best hook here.
UFC
because,
was a killer.
Yeah,
UFC was...
See, they got the best hook here because now you got two potential heavyweighters. And Felger's right on this. You need the heavyweight.
I didn't know anything about these guys until yesterday.
Because
they let these guys
throw haymakers. I want to watch the guy fight now. So the dude's 6'7", and he's ripped, and he's not a good fighter.
Felger
but they,
Mass, good
they
for
let
the
him
sport.
Go, and the guy's spitting blood.
Good for the sport. Yeah.
I don't want to watch like a guy chase a chicken around the ring, and there's like three punches thrown, and give it to Floyd Mayweather again. Give me that.
He's the guy.
Talking. We talked women's college hoops with Shaughnessy and high school boys' hoops.
We talked women's college hoop and high school boys' hoop, though.
Yeah, we're never going to do
not
that.
Not as like a real... Well, we didn't have much
it's
of like a take on it.
Well, we tried.
Shaughnessy dumped all over it, but...
And then we tried listening to Gino Auriemma talk about it, and all we could focus on was the way he said one word.
Yeah.
When Tiger was winning every major, nobody said he was bad for golf. Actually, he did a lot for golf. He made everybody have to be a better golfer. And they did. And now there's a lot more great golfers because of Tiger.
Right. And one of those is Sean McVay, because Jared Goff was much better in year two than he was as a rookie.
Such a crap analogy, too. When Tiger kept winning, when every time he won, you'd say, I can't believe he won again. When the UConn women win, you say, of course they won
again.
It's
only shocking when they lose.
Right.
It's only interesting and surprising when they lose.
But the way he says golf. A listener pointed this out. Sounds a lot like Judge Smales.
You'd be interested in knowing that this uniform was given to me by the captain of the Lynx of St. Andrews, Scotland. They invented the game there, you know, except they call it golf.
Yeah!
That's how Gene Auriemma says
pretty
golf.
Good golf.
Golf.
Who picked up on that?
I'll go back and find it.
That's our
somebody on Twitter.
Fan cred?
I know.
Who was it?
They got somebody buying websites. Preacher for a Day or...
It was Bud Bottle Joe.
Bud Bottle Joe.
Yeah.
Good listeners.
You can follow him at Turd3Argus0N. Just search Bud Bottle Joe. Everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him.
Turd3Argus. All right. So that's it. Beetle?
Yeah, hey, and then one more time. OJ's coming to TV on Sunday
night.
God.
In 2006, OJ Simpson gave a no-holds-barred interview, including his gripping account of what might have happened that fateful night. For over a decade, the tapes of that infamous interview were lost. Until now.
It's not easy to discuss. This is hypothetical. I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion. Wear the bloody clothes, so somebody had to get rid of the bloody clothes. We've all seen the grisly pictures after. So, yeah, I think everything is covered. Would have been covered in blood. You know, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Does he confess? You be the judge. O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession, Sunday on Fox.
I know what I'm doing on Sunday. Not watching a selection show. Not watching American Idol. Watching that.
One more thing. You mentioned selection show.
Isn't it Sunday?
Tell me if you like this idea.
What?
Sunday night when the selection show, which were for the first time in like 30 years, will not be on CBS. It will be on TBS. They picked up the option on it this year. They are not going to release the brackets. They are going to first release all the teams that are in. in the first half of the show, you will find out who's in and out right away.
Part two
will be sliding them into where they will land in the bracket.
I like it. A little twist.
It's different.
You piss people off right away, you're going to get them in right away.
It will also absolutely guarantee be the lowest viewed selection show maybe ever coming up this Sunday. Ratings are going to drop by at least 25% from where they were last year.
Because of the format?
Because of the... First of all, it's in a downward spiral.
What was the number
Second
one team
part
right
is going to be they're going to cable off of TV.
Who's the number one team? Who's top four teams? I think like Xavier's like in the top four. Like just,
Villanova's pretty good.
Duke's like right in the mix.
Michigan State's going to get screwed because they lost in the...
They had four losses and they dropped like six
your
spots.
Typical good teams. Yeah. Well, you lose.